Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Attorney General fires back.
Tweets make it impossible for me to do my job.
Safe harbor amid coronavirus fears.
We are grateful this ship was docked safely.
Missing girl found dead.
No arrests have been made. This is a fluid investigation.
This is the CBS World News Roundup, presented by Capital One.
Good morning, I'm Steve Kathan. President Trump's been quiet on Twitter this morning. CBS's Ben Tracy says the silence follows Attorney General William Barr's blunt comments in an ABC News interview.
I cannot do my job here at the department with a constant background commentary that undercuts me.
The Attorney General fires a warning shot, telling President Trump to stop attacking the Justice Department.
To have public statements and tweets made about the department make it impossible for me to do my job.
Barr claims he never discussed the Roger Stone case with the White House and says he decided on his own to overrule prosecutors on the case before the president tweeted that their request of a 7 to 9 year sentence for Stone was very unfair and a miscarriage of justice.
That just sort of illustrates how disruptive these tweets can be.
Barr rarely speaks out against Mr. Trump, but his comments come as he's facing a potential rebellion inside the Department of Justice.
And CBS's Stephen Portnoy tells us Mr. Trump is also making news for a difference of opinion with a man he praised and honored in his State of the Union.
The president was asked on WTAM in Cleveland whether Americans would vote for a gay man to be commander-in-chief.
I think so. I think there would be some that wouldn't, and, you know, I wouldn't be among that group, to be honest with you.
Rush Limbaugh said on his show this week that voters would blanch at seeing Pete Buttigieg kissing his husband on the debate stage. But Mr. Trump told Geraldo Rivera, being gay hasn't been a liability for the former South Bend mayor.
It doesn't seem to be hurting him very much, but there would certainly be a group, you know this better than I do, there'd be a group that probably wouldn't, but, you know, you and I would not be in that group.
Stephen Portnoy, CBS News, Washington.
Buttigieg and Bernie Sanders grabbed the early headlines in Iowa and New Hampshire. CBS's Major Garrett says attention in the Democratic race has turned to the candidate who's been spending big money on TV ads.
The most important job I'm going to have is to defeat Donald Trump this November.
At multiple events in Houston and North Carolina, Michael Bloomberg continued aggressive attacks on President Trump.
We know the con game Donald Trump plays. He's a one-trick pony.
Senator Elizabeth Warren, coming off disappointing losses in Iowa and New Hampshire, pounced on Bloomberg's 2008 remarks that attributed some of the mortgage crisis to a rollback of redlining.
Congress got involved, as local elected officials as well, and said, oh, that's not fair. These people should be able to get credit.
Warren said Bloomberg needed a, quote, refresher on the racist legacy of redlining, a systematic effort to deny minorities access to, among other things, home loans.
That crisis would not have been averted if the banks had been able to be bigger racists.
Well, because of concern about the coronavirus, a cruise ship was turned away at 5 ports in Asia, but finally found a place to dock in Cambodia.
Welcome to Cambodia.
More than 2,200 people got off the ship, grateful.
We're very, very pleased to be in your country. It's good to step on land.
There's no evidence anyone on board had the coronavirus. There are now more than 64,000 cases around the world, some 1,400 deaths. Now to Casey, South Carolina, where the massive search for a missing girl ended with the discovery of the 6-year-old's body. CBS's Janet Shamlian says during the search, a man's body was found, too.
Department of Public Safety Chief Byron Stelgrove could barely hold back tears when he broke the news. Faye Marie Swetlick was gone.
You need to know that this is a fluid investigation and that we are working diligently on it.
Police did not say whether the man found dead during the investigation is related to Faye or her death. The first grader lived with her mom and grandmother. Investigators say all relatives, including her father, were cooperating.
Everybody has to process the grief on their own.
Pastor Micah Merchant has three children in the same school where Faye was in first grade.
Tragic news is never easy. Gonna cry with them. Just gonna be honest. Just gonna cry with them.
An Arctic blast is sweeping into the northern half of the country. It's minus 11 this morning in Minneapolis.
It's miserable. It's bitingly cold to be outside, and that's why I'm struggling.
Bitter wind chills will make their way into the northeast. In many southern states, floods have caused damage. Some flood warnings along the Tennessee River will last into next week. CBS's Mola Lenghi has the story this morning of a California man who got out of prison yesterday. DNA evidence cleared him and ID'd a new murder suspect.
After nearly 15 years behind bars, Ricky Davis walked into the arms of his family, vindicated and grateful.
I'm just glad to be out. I'm setting everything behind me.
In 2005, Davis was sentenced to 16 years to life for the murder of 54-year-old Jane Hilton. He always maintained he was not guilty, but it was only through advanced DNA testing that a judge reopened the case. New, more sophisticated tests found male DNA on the victim's nightgown and under her fingernails that was not Davis's. The team used that DNA and genealogical websites to build a family tree, leading them to a new suspect, 51-year-old Michael Green, who's now in police custody.
Well, DNA is a cornerstone of modern medicine. So, too, might be AI, artificial intelligence. We're live with CBS's Peter King.
Well, Steve, British researchers say they've used AI for the first time to measure blood flow with results predicting the chances of heart attack, stroke, even death. They say they took routine magnetic resonance scans for more than 1,000 patients. They used AI to analyze them. They say the measurements of blood flow were instant and accurate, and that allows doctors to better prescribe treatments for their patients. The study is published in the journal Circulation. Steve?
A federal judge ordered a temporary stop to Microsoft's work on a $10 billion cloud contract for the military. That's a win for Amazon, which had challenged the deal. For some couples, Valentine's Day means flowers and chocolates. For others, it may be Netflix and chill.
Depending whether you're hitched or single, enjoying a romantic comedy can be a curse or a blessing. And what you choose to binge on may depend on where you live and love. According to Google Trends, the most watched rom-com in New York...
I'll have what she's having.
...is When Harry Met Sally. Californians love Clueless. Sixteen Candles is tops in Chicago.
He doesn't even know you exist.
Mayor Rubin, CBS News, New York.
In some cold parts of the country, hot cocoa might do the trick today. A new Northwestern University study says it might also help walking become easier for older people with poor circulation. Flavanols in the chocolate are apparently what helps. Experts say more research is needed. There are few therapies available for people with peripheral artery disease. That's the roundup. Produced by Paul Ferry. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.